Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Still awake?
Yes.
Okay. One of my friend pastor shared with me this story. Happened in Chicago area. A kid was telling his grandma that he and his three playmates attended different churches. And he said, "Grandma, does it really matter if we go to different church, does it? As long as we are all Republicans." We are living in the United States of America, but God cares not what political party we support, nor what church we attend. Actually, God does not trust our political system much. Jesus said this in John chapter 18, 36. "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servant would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." That's what Jesus said. We are living in the world, but not we don't belong to it. We are God's people. We are the citizens of heaven. Amen? That's our true identity. Remember the story of the ugly duckling? When you're little, you probably read this story. The ugly duckling. I read it. A mother duck had several eggs, and the last one to hatch was different from the rest. The poor duckling was teased and felt like he didn't belong that group. He did not fit in until he finally discovered that he was a beautiful swan. Now you remember? Today we are all celebrating All Saints Sunday because many of us feel like we are still like a duck, when we are truly beautiful swan in God's eyes. So church, let's reclaim our true identity as saints of God. You know, we don't talk about saint much anymore. Sometimes we use the word saint in a negative sense. "Well, I don't know you that you are such a saint." You know, sometimes we use that as a compliment. "Old George was such a saintly man." But generally, the word saint is an outdated terminology. Apostle Paul reminded us in Ephesians 1st chapter, verse 13 and 14, is this: "In Christ you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory." You probably don't get it, right? So I'll summarize for you in one sentence. Those who believe in Jesus Christ are children of God. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Those who believe in Jesus Christ are children of God. Like I share with our children today, we all are children of God. We are the saints. But remember, that does not mean we are perfect. But it does mean that by grace of God, we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ, who paid the price of our sin on the cross. That's the salvation. That's the message, the gospel of our salvation. We have distinct identity as those God's own people. We are in the middle of our stewardship campaign. Stewardship campaign is something we must ponder seriously, constantly, to respond to the love of God. Think about it. Our God became flesh. That is, through His Son, Jesus Christ, God offered His body and His blood. He lived a poor and human life. He spoke to us. He told us, His followers, how to use their time and talents and gift for the sake of others. Then He taught the lesson by example, being an example on the cross. 1 Peter chapter, 2 chapter, verse 24, He Himself bore our sin in His body on the cross, so that free from sins we might live for righteousness. By His wound you have been healed. In return, He asked for our respond, the action from us, more than just a thought or word, action that He is expecting from us. As a member of body, His body, He seeks to use us as His hands and feet to continue His mission on earth. There's an old silly story of the minister who preaching his congregation to become more active in the church, to get the church on his feet. He proclaimed like this: "Brothers and sisters, what this church needs is the energy to get up and walk." And one of his deacons said, "Let her walk, brother, let her walk." And the preacher raised his voice a little more, saying, "But we can't be just satisfied with just walking. We got to pick up the speed and run." And the preacher is really getting to this message and raised his voice, "But running is not enough either," he said. "One of these days, this church has got to fly." That same deacon echoed, "Let her fly, let her fly." And then suddenly the preacher paused for a moment and with a solemnly voice saying, "But if this church is going to fly, we are all going to work harder and give more money." And the deacon thought about it for a moment and said softly, "Let her walk. Let her walk, brother. Let her walk." In his book, Farewell to Arms, Ernest Hemingway has a line that goes like this: "The world breaks everyone, and afterward, many are strong at the broken places." The world breaks everyone, and afterward, many are strong at the broken places. Many of us are strong at the broken places. You have confronted your disappointment, not with despair, but with determination. Instead of cleaning your fist in protect, you have folded your hand in prayers. In turn, this has you more compassionate toward others. I truly believe that the kind of things happening in our church. We have so many church family dealing with hardship, this stormy situation in their lives, but still their hands put together in prayer, asking God to help them, asking God to be present within those storms. Again, church, let's not forget, we're not perfect people, but we belong to God. Whether you are Republican or Democrats, we belong to our Creator. We are God's children, not because of what we have accomplished, but because of what Christ has done on our behalf. Now we go forth from this room secure in the knowledge that this God who loves us and gave Christ for us go with us to be God's people in all that we do. C.S. Lewis once made this comment. C.S. Lewis, one of the famous authors. When we get to heaven, there will be three surprises. Three surprises. First, we will be surprised by the people that we can find there. Oh, why are you here? Many of whom we surely had not expected to see there. So one surprise is by people that we find there. Second surprise is that we will be surprised by people who are absent that once we did expect to see but who are not there. And then third, the final surprise is, of course, that we are there. We don't know much about life after death. I preached several of funeral messages mentioning that we don't know. We don't know much about life, new life after death, but we believe the word of Jesus Christ, the saint of God. We do believe two things. We shall have our essential identity, who we are, and we shall be with God because we are the saints of God. The late Senator Hubert Humphrey once said this a long time ago. He passed away. Anyway, he said something like this. You must remember that in politics, how you stand depends on where you sit. That makes sense, right? He was referring to the political party sitting arrangement in the Senate, right? But Warren Wasby, the famous Christian clergy member and an author, applied this a senator's word into more like a faithful tongue, said this: how we stand depend on where you sit, and we are seated with Christ in the heaven lines. Heaven lines. Church, let's remember that we are the children of God. Believe in yourself. walk with a dignity as a child of the divine. That's our true identity. Apostle Paul said, "We who are the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory." So this we give thanks to the Lord our God for our identity, for giving us this true identity and hope of our destiny. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God of hope and grace, we give you thanks for the saints in the church who mirrored your love and faith in their work and living. You have given us great leaders and examples of faith and commitment. God, we thank you for the witness of our mothers and fathers in faith, past and present. Continue the great heritage of faith through our children and the next generation, as we remember and celebrate All Saints Sunday today. Work through us, God, and through them, so that many may come to know the power of your love. Help us to understand the importance of peace in the world these days. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Would you please stand for closing hymn?